Auckland 100.6 FM. Radio Live, the Design and Build Show with Alex Bringan and Hamish Dodd. Thanks to Gerard Roofs. Visit gerard.co.nz for anything to do with roofing.
Morning, welcome to the show. Hamish and Alex with you for another 10 minutes, and Matt from EBOS is our expert for Ask an Expert this morning. New products in building then, what's caught your eye?
Yeah, cool. So another product we've seen lately, which I think is great, is, and it's particularly relevant for people who are redesigning bathroom or potentially with the kitchen and also laundry, and it's a product called Hardy Glaze. And, you know, if you're looking for a designer tiled interior that's durable and looks fantastic, I'd definitely look at this product. Traditionally, people would look for tiles if they wanted to get that ceramic look. Well, Hardy Glaze is a panelled product, and a couple of things I really like about it. One is the cost. So it's $67 a square metre, so it's under $100 if you want to get that installed, versus tiles and Ceratome, which might be sort of the $130 to $140 mark.
Yeah, definitely.
Square metre. So definitely if you're on a budget and you're looking for a ceramic look, a designer look for your shower, your bathroom, I think this works really well. It also reduces the number of trades you can have on your site, so bathroom, small areas, so you don't actually need a tiler, so your builder can actually fix it directly to framing or over the existing lining that you've got.
Yep.
So again, if you've got time constraints, you want to reduce the number of trades on site, again, there's some benefits for that. And it comes in a 2400 or 1200 mil or length sheet. It's 6 mils thick. So again, it's versatile. You can actually cover a large area quite quickly. And there's two design patterns they've got. There's a 150 by 300, which is sort of your landscape format, the sort of classic European tile.
Yep.
Or they've got a 300 by 600, which is a larger format, and that's great for bigger areas, your laundry or your bathroom.
You're quite into the bigger tiles kind of look, aren't you, Hamish?
Yeah, I do prefer bigger tiles. I don't know why. I've always liked them. I guess everyone has their thing, you know? Yeah, I never quite went down the whole mosaic tile route that everyone did, you know, for splashbacks and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I've seen the product used before, you're right. It is a cost-effective way of achieving a nice, clean, easy to wear look. And as we were talking, Alex, you know, as far as being careful where you do and don't spend money, and you're dead right, you don't need to have a tiler come in. And if you're a DIY or someone like Alex here, you'd have no problem, Alex, installing such a product, particularly for like something like a laundry.
Yeah,
you know, or if you've got a laundry set up in your garage, you could just have three panels of it behind to create a splashback section, things like that. It's a great product.
Yeah, there's also a couple of finishing options as well, whether you want to silicone it or you can even PVC it, or if you want to put a jointer in there. So, you know, for your splashback, maybe you could put a negative detail if you're that way inclined.
Yep.
So it's a pretty flexible product. So I thought certainly for renovators, they're interesting in creating a styly look on a budget.
It's got a 15-year warranty too.
15-year warranty, yep. And it's anti-mould as well, so low maintenance.
No more dirty grout.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You're listening to Design and Build on Radio Live with Hamish and Alex.